This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Columnist for Yahoo Sports, Dan's terrific. And we were talking to him about the college football playoff. I couldn't agree with him more. We had the 12 teams for 1 year. We need to change it already?
Yep.
I couldn't agree with him more on that. And I think, and then if the Big Ten wants to lock in spots, four spots, well, doesn't that defeat the purpose of the top 12 teams get in? So anyhow, I thought Dan's thoughts on that were great. And I mentioned the story that he's written on Yahoo, and he wrote it earlier in the week. The NHL has nailed its all-star break with the four nations face-off. Could it be a blueprint for the NBA? Dan says yes, Dan Menigan. That you put USA across the chest, and he references the Olympics, and if you had a USA against the world NBA All-Star game, I don't know if that would do it. And I say that for this reason and this reason only. It's not the Olympics. The NBA guys play in the Olympics. I know the NHL guys do too. NHL guys are a different breed. I don't know if the NBA guys in the middle of their season would say, yep, we're all in, let's go.
Well, goodness, you heard it from Dan right there on the Connor McDavid hit that he hurt his shoulder. I mean, like that kind of stuff. Like NBA players aren't going to do that in an all-star game.
I don't know. I don't think they are either. Maybe
this is...
There might be more pride if you're playing USA, and he's right, you know, East, West, nobody cares. It just, they don't anymore.
Right.
And they make enough money that a financial prize doesn't really motivate those guys, and I get that.
Maybe just put a country on? Maybe you're right. I mean, it could be that simple, that you put a country involved in there, and you put that on your chest, and all of a sudden, you've got a little extra ability to amp you up. I mean, maybe it is that simple. I would love it for it to be that simple. I just wonder if there's so much... way to put it, but like maybe so much scar tissue built up that the All-Star game is an exhibition that I wonder if you could crank that back up. Like, you know what I mean by saying that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, you know what I think would be interesting here? And maybe I don't have the right feel for this. If you had a USA-Canada basketball game, I can guarantee you the Canadians would be fired up to play that game.
Oh, God, yeah. And because, they have a serious shot, too.
Well, they're very good. But the Canadians have always been considered second rate when it comes to basketball. Mm-hmm. And you can look around and there, I mean, you got Jamal Murray, you have Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. You've got guys that can play, and they're really good. But you also have guys from all around the world. You know, would it be... Would you do four nations, you know, something like that in the NBA? Would that get it done? But I don't know that these guys making, and I know the hockey guys make huge money too. I don't know if the basketball players would be motivated enough to do that, to really play, you know what, just go nuts.
But if we work off of the idea that you're putting that on the chest, and Dan brings up a really good point with the Olympic side of it. And I wonder how much of that also is we're all getting together and we're going to France and we're going to Beijing and we're going to all Tokyo and all of these different places to play this, that it builds that bond a little bit, that makes these guys really go above and beyond to want to go for their country. I wonder if you can get that once a year. Like I
in the middle of their season.
In the middle of their season.
See, that's the catch. That's the catch. The NHL just shut down.
Yeah.
They should go home, everybody. We're shutting down for 2 weeks.
And by the way, this thing is a total success. It is, even if you are...
It's huge.
I'm with Dan. Even if you are not a hockey fan, you should tune in tonight and watch this, because it's going to be some of the best sport you will watch this year.
Well, that's what we're hearing, isn't it? That's what we're hearing. Dan's in Menor. Hello, Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Hey. Yeah, it'll be better than a regular NBA game or the All-Star game, but it's not... It's hockey. The NHL is just different. They play hurt all the time. Martin St. Louis played with a torn ACL in the Stanley Cup.
Oh, the funniest thing, Dan, is when the Stanley Cup ends, man, is to look at the injury report and what these guys come out and say their actual injuries are. It's like, oh my God, you guys are barbarians.
Like the NBA, NFL players, like, look, there's a lot of good humans, but there's a lot of bad ones, and you don't have that in the NHL. And most of the NBA guys that are on the Olympic team don't even really like the country. They kneel. It's just not the same, man. It's just... Nothing can compare to NHL. I'd say baseball maybe is number two. Like when they did that world a couple years ago, when Peralta got in the brawl, baseball would be number two for something like this.
I went to one of those WBC games that took place last year. It was awesome. I would recommend that.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And you have Dominican Republic. You travel all the countries.
Oh, it's
but
great.
Hockey
and those
players
fans
are just
awesome.
Different, and they don't make a... Like McDavid, I think he makes, which is a max contract, like $7 million a year. And then you got freaking Deshaun Watson making 79, who's a horrible person. It's just different, man. Like NHL is different.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. I am impressed at the mentality of the NHL guys to do this in the middle of their season. You know, for the love of country, right?
Yeah.
But it's just a weird... It's a weird mindset because we're not used to it, because we watch the other sports not do that. You know, I get it in football. Football Pro Bowl was always a ridiculous thing.
It was always silly.
Right, and it's at the end of the season. You know, at that point, you have nothing to play for. I get that. The NBA, the All-Star game used to be a big deal. I mean, in the 70s and 80s, the NBA All-Star game was a lot of fun. And these guys played, and they played hard. And then it just went away. And I get some of that. You know, the last thing you want to do is to destroy your career playing in an All-Star game. But if you're going to continue to hold the event, you got to do something. You know what I don't think works for the NBA, though, is the continuous reboot. Now we're going to try this. Let's try this. Now we're going to do this. Now we're doing, you know, four teams. We have Candace Parker's team. We have Shaq's team. After going back to East and West, when before doing the draft and picking players... The draft and picking players, I thought, worked terribly.
That was
of no interest, no interest at all. Is it playing for the country? You know, USA against the world. Are there enough world players that they could put a team in, that you want a world player team, or would you want a North American team merging Canada and the U.S., or would the Canadian guys go with the world? It might work. It's the best idea I've heard yet.
And it sounds like they're interested. I mean, we've heard from Alperen Şengün. We've heard from Giannis Antetokounmpo that these guys, let's do it. U.S. versus the world. Let's go. I'm in. I'll play on that. I'm willing to go. I thought this year was better, and I don't want great to be the enemy of good, but I'm kind of with you. If we could figure out some way in the NBA All-Star game to get this in, to get that some other form of pride in there, for lack of a better way to say it, I think it would be better for all parties involved.
Isn't it oddly, I think it's oddly impressive and that the NHL guys are doing this in the middle of the season and playing the way they are. I think that's almost strange. It's like, really? That means that much to you. You know, hockey in the U.S. means that much to you. Hockey in Canada means that much to you. Hockey in Finland means that much to you. That in your season, you're going to go out and bust a move
mm-hmm.
and play. Some of the quotes in Dan Wetzel's column, go read it. Some of the guys have said, the Americas, this is the biggest game I've ever played in my life.
It's awesome.
This is the best thing. It's like, wow.
It's awesome.
That's pretty serious.
Yeah.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. Daryl Ryder is going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps. There's some trade rumors out there involving a certain quarterback who used to be a Detroit Lion. Wonder if he wants to come back to this part of the country. We'll ask Daryl next on Baskin and Phelps.